Welcome to the Trending Show. Now, here's your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, Trendies. This week's podcast is made possible by Cobra Electronics. Their electronics should have gimmicky, snake-themed names like Water Moccasin and Cobra Hiss, but they don't. Allow me to run down the week's top trending stories for you now. Monday was a one-story kind of day. Over 5 million people searched up Solange Knowles, and TMZ raked in the traffic after Solange attacked Jay-Z in an elevator. Jay-Z is married to Solange's more elegantly named sister, Beyoncé. Solange Knowles, who has never generated a frog's lick of buzz in her musical career before hitting and kicking her brother-in-law, is reportedly frustrated that Jay-Z has not provided more help in promoting her work as a singer and songwriter. Part of this is just my general ignorance when it comes to how the music industry works, but I feel like the TMZ article is basically saying that if an unknown musician beats up a really famous musician in a public place, you know, so people can see who wins, that they can advance their musical careers. I've spent 20 years in professional wrestling, so I see a certain justice inherent in this system. Tuesday, Donald Sterling was trending yet again, because we all feel less racist when a really crazy clown like this comes along that we can point to and know, I am only a tiny bit racist in comparison to that insanely mega-racist guy. Sterling went on the attack, running down Magic Johnson, the former basketballer, HIV host, and founder of Magic Johnson Music. That is a real record label he operates in partnership with MCA. Sterling is mad that Magic Johnson went around spreading the AIDS, as he put it, and I wanted you to know he put it that way in case you thought that was me. He's also mad that Magic Johnson hasn't done enough for black people. Just so we're all clear, Sterling is really worried about who is taking care of black people. Well, what Donald Sterling doesn't seem to know is that Magic Johnson bought something like 100 Starbucks stores and developed them in urban areas. His successful franchises in Harlem, Washington, D.C., Detroit, and other markets showed large enough gains that Starbucks eventually bought them back from Magic Johnson 12 years later. So, Magic Johnson gave overpriced lattes to the African-American population, Mr. Sterling. I don't know how many of them he gave the AIDS to, but he gave Starbucks the loads more. That's gotta count for something, right? He also signs developing and underprivileged performers to Magic Johnson Music, for whatever that's worth. Also on Tuesday, the world got its first glimpse of Ben Affleck as Batman, and the photo made the rounds like a Magic Johnson joke goes right here. Ann Coulter, the fire hose of ignorance aspiring to be a barely animated scarecrow, drew the ire of the internet on Tuesday by attempting to trendjack the Twitter hashtag #BringBackOurGirls. Bring Back Our Girls is an awareness campaign to bring attention to the very desperate situation in Nigeria discussed last week right here on The Trending Show. The girls abducted by Boko Haram have yet to be freed. But rather than lend her fading influence to help raise further awareness of what is going on and to prompt greater attention globally, Ann Coulter took a selfie holding up a piece of paper on which she wrote, #BringBackOurCountry. Which really rings true, coming from a millionaire pundit. Coulter splits her time between her house in Palm Beach, Manhattan condo, and residence in Los Angeles. She has a personal bodyguard and a personal beautician that, if recent photos are any indication, needs to be fired. All of these things, and probably more, saw #BringBackOurCountry swiftly trendjacked with #DrowningInPrivilege. A cat saved a boy from a dog attack, and this video went viral on Wednesday, as people were rather surprised that a cat did anything of benefit to mankind. A 4-year-old boy was biking outside his California home when a neighbor's dog bit him on the leg and pulled him off his bike to the ground. The dog was in an agitated state, most likely from watching ABC's Once Upon a Time, or ABC's Nashville, or ABC's Resurrection, and began thrashing. When? Who should appear on the scene to save the day? Tara, the boy's pet cat, raced to the rescue and chased off the assailant in a stunning move that 500,000 people had to watch in order to believe. I am not what you might call an animal lover. I am, at best, an animal tolerator. So it is with appropriate apathy that I follow up by telling you, The California authorities involved in this case are planning to euthanize the attacking dog. What really caught my interest, though, is what happened next. Later that night, outside Hollywood's glittering night spot, The Playhouse, Tara the cat arched up its back all scary-like and clawed up Jay-Z before stunned TMZ reporters who seemed to lurk everywhere. After rendering Jay-Z unconscious with the Go-Go Plata, Tara was signed to a record deal by Magic Johnson and already has more video views on YouTube than all of Solange Knowles' work combined. So it's been a whirlwind couple of days for Tara the cat. On Thursday, outrage mounted after the Sudanese government sentenced a 26-year-old mother to death. The woman, who has refused to renounce her Christian faith and is married to a Christian man, will face 100 lashes and death by hanging after she delivers her baby. Sudan's penal code criminalizes the conversion of Muslims into other religions, which is punishable by death. But the woman in question says she was never a Muslim and has always been a Christian. To recap, freedom of religion is not a thing in the Sudan, but if you aren't on board with Islam, they will at least wait for your bun to come out of the oven before they torture and hang you. So they're not all crazy, just 99.999999% crazy. I hope to see loyal trendies just like you this coming weekend up in the Lehigh Valley for the weekend of fun that Chikara is delivering to the world. Details on all this weekend's events await you over at chikarapro.com, including information on streaming our event, You Only Live Twice, live via iPay-per-view. I'd like to pause now and tell you about the Cobra Airwave Box. It's here to make your next beach excursion or poolside retreat even better. Listen to this. This rugged, waterproof Bluetooth speaker is perfect for when you want to take your music with you. It's got a rubberized shell for shock and impact resistance, and it's fully submersible. It'll float if you drop it in water. The Cobra Airwave Box comes with a rechargeable lithium-ion battery that keeps the party going with up to 10 hours of music playback and 120 hours of standby time. It can also be used as an HD hands-free speakerphone that automatically quiets your music for convenient hands-free calling. That way you can take all those important business calls while still enjoying the great outdoors. And if this incredible device isn't enough to get your mouse headed over to Cobra.com, how about this? For a limited time, the Cobra Airwave Box is 20% off the regular price. An awesome gift idea for someone else, or an even better gift for you, is over at Cobra.com right now. Thursday's big story domestically was the murder trial of Aaron Hernandez. He is accused of a double homicide in a drive-by shooting from 2012. A new accusation has been brought against him while standing trial. It's the murder of Odin Lloyd, and criminal investigators are struggling to find an exact category to fit the former NFL star into. Most feel he does not meet the criteria of a serial killer, but have used terms like thrill killer or spree killer. Ultimately, the label is irrelevant. The lesson, however, is extremely important. Far too often we've seen how rich or influential people are able to escape accountability based on their wealth and/or stardom. So let it trend high that this man, who placed so little value on the life of others that he would murder them after chance encounters in a nightclub, will not only face justice, but lose his freedom, lose his career, lose his status, and lose his financial fortune as a result. Let this man who tried to groom himself to be the face of pro football be seen for what he really is, a hemorrhoid on society's bum. Thursday saw Barbara Walters removed from the television program The View after it was confirmed that she had been dead for several weeks. Walters' contribution to the show had been reduced to just spasms and quivers in May, but these limited responses, according to ABC coroner Flam Togglebeam, were simply the onset of rigor mortis. The first in a line of Walters' life model decoys was then activated to wave goodbye while Walters' body was whisked away to continue decomposing away from the bright studio lights. People searched up Godzilla on Friday as the new movie, marking the 60th anniversary of The King of Monsters, opened to, reviews. I saw this movie and will opine on another podcast, but if you want to see giant monster fights on the big screen, you will get your money's worth out of Godzilla. If you want Glengarry Glen Ross with CGI super lizards, this is not for you. And really, I'm not sure what movie to recommend to you that will match that criteria. But this new Godzilla movie does emphasize the awe in awesome. One of the biggest global trends on Friday was Narendra Modi. The Hindu nationalist, who served at the state level in India, won in a landslide over opponent Rahul Gandhi to become India's new prime minister. For months, a lackluster campaign on the part of Modi, who is a deeply polarizing figure, particularly unpopular with Muslims, sputtered and stalled while Gandhi, probably banking on the social cash of that other Gandhi, garnered momentum. The change in popular opinion can really be traced back to May 6th, when, while leaving a gala social function, Modi clotheslined Jay-Z and then dropped the big elbow on him repeatedly as the paparazzi captured the action for all to see. A stunned Jay-Z was placed in the Indian deathlock submission hold, Modi's calling card since becoming chief minister of Gujarat. Once Jay-Z tapped out, polls showed a wild swing in favor of Modi. He was greeted in Delhi by tens of thousands of supporters that showered him with flower petals. Before we part ways, let me thank loyal Trendy's Sparker29 for leaving me a 5-star review that references McDonald's holiday pies. I know you left that for me months ago, so in many ways the pastry theme was your creation, Sparker29. If I could leave you a 5-star review, I would. And thanks to the ever-industrious Donnie Turner. Let me say that if I were still actively in the squared circle competing, the Quackenbush bear claw would be applied to unsuspecting opponents, and probably Jay-Z, every chance I got. Later this week, let's grab a cup over at the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe, and next weekend, I'll see you all up in the northeast corner of Pennsylvania for the fun-filled Lucha super party known as Chikara. You better believe that you're invited. Adios, amigos.